2 Corinthians chapter 4. Therefore, seeing we have this service, since we have obtained mercy, we don't become discouraged, but we have renounced the hidden, shameful things, and do not walk in dishonest conduct or use the word of God to snare followers, but by straightforwardly living the truth, we submit ourselves to examination by every man's conscience in the sight of God. But even if our good news message is hidden, it is hidden to those who are perishing, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelieving, so that the light of the good news of the glory of the Anointed One, who is the image of God, would not shine into them. For we don't proclaim ourselves, but the Anointed One, Jesus, as Lord, and ourselves as your slaves, for Jesus' sake. It is the very same God who said, "Light, shine out of the darkness," who has shined into our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus, the Anointed One. But we have this treasure in vessels made from the earth, Genesis 2:7, so that the exceeding greatness of the power may be of God and not from ourselves. We are afflicted in every way, yet not restricted in our work, in difficulties, yet not despairing, being persecuted, yet not forsaken, thrown down, yet not destroyed, always experiencing, while in the body, the dying of Jesus, in order that the life of Jesus may also be being revealed through our physical bodies. For we who live are constantly delivered to death, for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus may also be being manifested in our mortal bodies. So then, the death of Jesus is working in us, just as the life of God is working in you. But having the same spirit of faith, according to that which is written, "I believed, therefore I spoke," we also believe and therefore we also speak, knowing that he who raised up the Lord Jesus will also raise us up with Jesus and will present us to himself together with you. For all things are for your sakes, so that grace, being superabundant in many, would overflow in thanksgiving to the glory of God. Therefore, we do not give up. Even though our outward man is decaying, yet our inner spiritual man is being renewed every day. For the light affliction of this present time secures for us an extremely abundant eternal weight of glory, which we understand, while contemplating the things which are unseen, and not the things which are visible. For the things which are visible are just for a season, but the things which are unseen are eternal. This is the end of 2 Corinthians chapter 4. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.